I know it feels like we've already been through the heat of summer, but the calendar reads it's mid-July, and some showy perennials bloom in July and August heat. Some are natives, like Coneflower and Black-Eyed Susan. Others are good old-fashioned perennials, like Shasta Daisy. They all love the heat. They're moderate to low water users, and they grow from the plains to the high country. A Black-Eyed Susan to try commemorates the 150th anniversary of the city of Denver. Denver Daisy is a plant select introduction. It grows at least 18 inches tall. It's a profuse bloomer. I think it blooms so much it uses all of its energy and sometimes doesn't come back the following spring. The flowers have dark brown centers and bright yellow outer petals. The flowers attract butterflies, and it's a moderate water user. Another plant select perennial is Canna Creek Buckwheat. It's a spreading multi-season plant. It has yellow spring flowers that turn orange to russet this time of year. It has blue-green, semi-evergreen leaves. It'll grow from the plains up to 10,000 feet elevation, and Canna Creek is a low-water user. A perennial I find difficult to grow is Chocolate Flower. It's a low-water user that likes sun. I made the mistake of planting it in part shade, and it didn't survive. I overwatered it. It didn't like that either. It likes heat and neglect. The yellow flowers bloom all summer on about a foot-tall plant, and the flowers do smell like chocolate. Agastache, or hyssop, is a summer heat bloomer. There are a lot of hyssops to choose from. Some are hardier than others, but they're all worth a try. The flower colors vary from orange to purple. Some have large gray leaves, and others have thin thread leaves. They all attract butterflies and hummingbirds, and they create a backdrop for late summer and autumn blooming borders. I think we're still in for a few weeks of hot weather. Tomatoes, peppers, and corn love the heat, and these heat-loving perennials keep color in the garden. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.